This is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop from Journey Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Steve and Amber provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
Welcome to another show of Financial Tune-Up with me, Steve Morgan, and Amber Redekop from the Journey Financial Group and our co-host, Tony Shore. Thanks for tuning in today. We've got a great show topic that we're going to discuss today. It's going to be long-term care basics.
All right. That sounds like a great topic. So, Steve, long-term care is a hot topic right now and a real crisis in our country. But before we get into that, we've got Amber here as well today, right?
Yep, I'm here, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing good. Amber, how have you been this week?
Hey, hanging right in there. I've had a rather long week, actually. I had to put one of my pets down. I've had her for 17 years, so it was like losing a family member. So it's actually been a little bit of a long week for me, but
I'm so sorry.
Recovering.
Was it a dog or a cat?
Yeah, our little dog. She was a miniature she's a Chihuahua mix. So
cute. What was her name?
Her name was Pax.
You know, that's interesting you bring that up because my family, there's five of us, my wife and our three kids, and we all love animals. And we have a dog, four cats, and a rabbit.
Oh, nice.
And and the reason we have four cats, people think we're crazy, but we've always had two cats, always. And our two cats are getting very old. And we had the opportunity to get these sweet two kittens. And my girls, before they got too old, wanted to experience kittens. So we got two kittens, and they are the sweetest cats we've ever had. They're the greatest cats ever. Our dog, although, is the greatest dog ever. But these kittens we've had, this is our third set of cats since we've been married, and these are by far the best and the sweetest, and they're so playful and loving. And last night, out of nowhere, a huge, weird bump appeared on one of the kittens' chests.
Oh, no.
And it's big. And so, actually, it's crazy you mention sadly having to put a cat down because my wife is at the vet right now. I'm waiting for a text from her to let us know what's wrong. And, you know, with pets, it's like it's hard because how much money do you really – I mean, you love your pet. They're part of the family. They're like another child to you. But yet, how much is too much to spend or can you afford to spend – if they come up with problems?
I think it's
a money issue. And that segues nicely into our topic today.
It does.
In a way, right? I mean, you guys wanted to talk about long-term care today. And I think that speaking of costly endeavors and taking care of, more importantly in this case, people, not to belittle our pets, because we're all very, people get so close to pets. And believe me, I know I'm guilty of it. So I'm sorry for your loss. And these things happen. Was it old?
Yeah, she was 17 and a half. So,
yeah,
and I've
so,
had her whole life. She had a great life. So,
yeah, that's good.
It was good, but hard.
Yeah.
So,
it's
but
still
you're right.
Hard. It's still hard, but it's also hard to grow old as people. And a lot of us think, I'm never going to need long-term care. I'll either die before I need that or won't need that. But the statistics show otherwise, don't they?
That's very true, Tony. They do show a complete opposite of what we think is going to happen. I mean, honestly, right now, 6.3 million Americans have a high need of long-term care. And that was just in 2016. The estimates right now say that almost 15 million people are going to need long-term care by 2050.
Wow. See, that's huge.
You know, Tony, what a lot of people really don't understand is what is long-term care, because most people think of long-term care as just nursing home insurance or being taken care of in a nursing home. But really, most home health care or most long-term care starts in the home, and it develops gradually over the years. So people will spend a few years in the home, maybe move up to an assisted living, and then ultimately in a nursing home. So it's not just nursing home experience, because what our goal here is at the Journey Financial Group, when we do long-term care planning, a good long-term care plan keeps you out of a nursing home, keeps you at home where you want to be, your family wants to be, and it's quite a bit cheaper. So that's what a good plan is going to do for you.
Right. And see, that's huge. And I know that really the problem with long-term care, the reason it's such an issue right now, is cost, right?
Well, the cost for providing the care is just astronomical. Even people that feel that they can self-fund, still, is there a better way to do that? And that's where a good long-term care plan can really help them, to show them how to use those retirement dollars, who are now going to be used for long-term care dollars, how to use those a little smarter and wiser by developing a plan earlier in life rather than thinking about it the day you go into the nursing home.
It's very true. And honestly, those end-of-life care costs that we're talking about, I mean, they can get up to $10,000 a month if you're actually in a home. But even what's more astronomical is the cost to a family if you're staying at home. I mean, I just went to a class this week, Steve and Tony, on long-term care, and they said that lost income and wages for the average caregiver can get up to $303,000 over the life of the caregiving. That's a lot of just lost wages. That doesn't even include the cost of the actual care. That's what the caregiver is going to give up to take care of you.
So is this, let me jump in here and ask, is this something that you, Steve and or Amber, is this something that comes up with your clients and people you work with? Do you try to help them come up with strategies or plan for these costs then for long-term care?
Well, you know, most people don't ask us about long-term care. But as we're doing their financial and retirement plan, it's something we always bring up, because it's going to be the major expense and the major life-changing thing that happens to them in their lives that they're not planning for. So we have to really get in and bring up the subject, talk about it, and then work on different solutions.
And that's just so true, because most people, first of all, they don't think it's going to happen to them, so they don't ask us. And the second part of that is you have to talk about some subjects that people don't like to talk about. You have to talk about your own death. You have to talk about what's going to happen to your spouse if you die, to your kids taking care of you. So those subjects are rather uncomfortable for people. So, yeah, Steve is right. We usually have to bring it up, because most people with those two, the uncomfortableness of it, and they don't think it's going to happen to them, that really draws that conversation. No one asks about it. So
yeah, but when you guys are working on a long-term income plan for people, looking at what they have as far as 401ks, IRAs, investments, things like this, for savings, which is mainly used for retirement, you've got to come up with that retirement income plan. And we've talked about that on previous episodes. But you probably have to include some type of strategy to deal with long-term care if and when it comes up, because odds are it will. So that's something you guys do, right? There are a lot of different strategies we can use.
Oh, there are so many new strategies these days. You know, 10, 15 years ago, the only thing that was available was the traditional long-term care plans that you'd purchase, you know, a certain daily amount. You'd purchase it for so many years, and there was a premium that you paid each month. The problem with those plans was you could pay on them literally your whole life, pass away, and you didn't get anything back. But it's kind of like car insurance. You did have coverage during all those years. Nowadays, there's so many new options to pay for long-term care. You know, there's things where if you put money into a policy, if you never use it, you can actually get it all back. So there's several things, and I think we might cover this a little bit later, in the market now, to really help with those different long-term care issues.
That makes perfect sense. I think we should probably take a quick break, and then when we come back, look into some of those different options, talk a little bit about that standard long-term care insurance and why that might not be the best thing, or a lot of people don't like it. But let's save that for the next segment. Amber and Steve, is there anything you want to add for our listeners, or any offers you have for our listeners before the break?
You know, honestly, Steve and Tony, we want to encourage all of our listeners to go to our educational website. It's www.classesfordummies.com. We actually have a specific class that talks about long-term care and some of the different options we have in planning. It's a fantastic class. It's taught by one of our strategic partners. And that's a great basis to get started looking at your own long-term care plan. We also encourage our listeners to give us a call at 800-287-3041 and set up a complimentary consultation to look at their own long-term care plan. If you don't have one, it's never too early to get one in place, because chances are you're going to need one when you get to the end.
Wow. And I think that's so important. So if our listeners have questions about this or want to know what type of strategy they can put into play so them and their loved ones can be covered, they can just give you a call and set up that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation. What's that phone number again?
The phone number again is 800-287-3041.
All right, and listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of the Financial Tune-Up with our hosts Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Journey Financial Group at 1-800-287-3041 or visit journeyforwealth.com. Request your complimentary Social Security maximization report. It will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
And welcome back to Financial Tune-Up with Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And a really important topic that a lot of people put off dealing with or talking about or even thinking about, and that's long-term care. It is costly, but so many people are needing it. The statistic is that if you live to be age 65, then there's going to be a 75% of all people who live to age 65 will need long-term care at some point. And that number is increasing. Every time I read, they do new studies, the number jumps up, as you mentioned earlier in the show. So I think it's really important that we're talking about this. Now, in the first segment, you talked about what long-term care is, and we can talk a little bit more about that and really dig into why this is an important topic and what it's all about. Amber, a good topic. It's important for us to learn about this, isn't it?
It's very important for us to learn about this. And one of the aspects we really want to bring to our listeners today that most don't think about is what happens to the caregiver when you're getting long-term care. Because most people think about getting long-term care. The first thing they think about is my wife or my kids are going to take care of me. And so what we really want to express to our listeners is what's going to happen to the caregiver of you when you go and first start needing long-term care. You're going to stay in your home and your wife or your daughter or your son are going to take care of you. And there are actually three issues that affect a caregiver. Those are income, time, and health. Are all impacted by a caregiver. You know, we talked about earlier in the first segment that $303,000 in lost wages. So it really affects the income of an individual.
And that income is lost through obviously taking time off to provide care. They calculate things in there like how much they're not working and how much it's going to affect their pension, their Social Security. So if a person doesn't want to purchase or plan for long-term care, then that what they really need to do is think of the caregiver. What is your son or daughter going to have to put through? So here's how it works in real life, Tony. Typically, if we look at a typical couple, a husband's going to pass away first. So the wife is going to be the caregiver for the husband. And they usually do an absolutely terrific job at that. Then the husband passes away. But who's going to take care of the wife? So if anything, we need to put more long-term care on a wife than a husband in typical situations, unless there's some, you know, outlying health conditions. So the emphasis for long-term care is really not how it affects you, because you're the one needing the care. It's going to how it's going to affect your family members or those people providing care for you.
Yeah. And that can, it can take its toll. I've read articles about this too, how, you know, people lose wages or give up jobs to maybe take care of elderly or loved ones who need long-term care. And it affects their health as well. And I think that's something you have to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine here that his wife has moved to Wyoming to be the caregiver for her parents. And the husband, he's still working and he stays here. So about every 3 weeks they get together. But this is all because nobody did any planning for long-term care.
Yep, and it affects everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will impact every family. They call us right now the sandwich generation because not only are we still taking kids at home, but we're now taking care of elderly parents at home. And that really has a huge impact. And I know you mentioned health, Tony, and I went to a class this week because it's such an important subject. And we really want to make sure we're taking care of our listeners and our clients that are going to face this issue. And in this class, I actually learned about the impact of the health of the caregiver. And one of the statistics that they shared that I want our listeners to really know is this. 40% of sole caregivers will die before the person they are caring for. And in every case of those 40%, they were not ill before they started giving care. And that is a huge impact on just the health of the person that's going to take care of you. And that's why planning for long-term care is so important. Being able to minimize the impact of caregiving to the caregiver will make all the difference in the world. A lot of the long-term care plans that you can set up nowadays are designed to keep you in the home and provide financially for your care. That means your wife or your daughter, whoever's taking care of you, isn't going to have to provide 24-hour care because you're going to be able to pay for someone to come in and help them care for you. So they get a break, so their health isn't impacted. All their life isn't encompassed into your care anymore. So planning for long-term care, I really can't overstate enough how important it is and how overlooked it is in our society today.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think this is a really important topic. Where do you want to go from here? What else do we need to know about this?
I think the next thing we should probably address for our listeners is some of the components that go into a long-term care plan.
Yeah, what are some of the strategies or ways? I mean, we know it's an issue. We know it costs money. We know a lot of us are going to need it. So what do we do about that?
Well, there's first a couple things we need to clarify. First, where is long-term care provided? Well, first of all, a bulk of it is provided in the home. Then if the more care is needed, then they might go to an adult daycare facility. From there, we have assisted living. And now there's continuing care retirement communities. This is where husbands and wives can live together in a home. And then they have nursing homes. That's ultimately the one we always think of. And then last of all, there's hospice facilities. So those are really the typical places where long-term care is provided. Now, it's important to understand some of the terms. There's skilled care, intermediate care, and custodial care. And these all have to do with something called ADLs or activities of daily living.
So that's a really good point, Steve, about the what ADLs are. So really think about it, but everything you do from the time you get up in the morning to when you leave your house. So this is things going to be like bathing, toileting, transferring, which means getting up and moving from one place to another. All of those things are what we call activities of daily living. And when you're thinking about long-term care, those activities of daily living determine where you are in the spectrum of care. So if you can stay at home, you can do all of those things. When you stop being able to do at least two of those things, that's when people start looking at facilities to assist them with getting up, bathing, eating properly, all those types of things. So those ADLs are very, very important when we talk about long-term care because they determine really where you're going to end up in that spectrum of where am I going to get care.
Wow. So funding for this, when people come to you, go over some of the other different options on how we can fund long-term care.
Well, the first thing is we have to understand who typically pays for long-term care. So a lot of people are confused and they think that their Medicare will pay for long-term care, although there is some limited coverage in Medicare that they offer. you could get up to 90 to 100 days provided paid for in a skilled nursing facility. But things like assisted living, Medicare doesn't pay for that. So typically what we found is once people have run out of money and they still need care, then they get into the Medicaid program. And that's where literally over 60% of the people needing long-term care are actually on Medicaid.
But that's not a good thing, because Medicaid, if you reach that point to where it's going to cover it for you, you pretty much have to be broke and completely drained of all assets.
That's right. Your money has to pretty well be gone.
Yes. But what are some of the alternatives? You know, with the time we have left in the show, I think we should really hit on what's an alternative then for those of us who are saving for retirement. What's an alternative to just outright purchasing? I mean, the options are, you know, I don't want to outright purchase long-term care insurance, the regular old traditional long-term care insurance, because it's so much money and my money just goes away. What if I don't want to do that? Although some people do, and it's still maybe a good option if people can afford long-term care insurance, why not? But let's say we fall in that middle category and we also don't want to be broke. So no, if I'm not ultra wealthy and I'm not broke, what are the other options out there to get coverage for long-term care?
Well, Tony, here's a plan that I put together about 15 years ago. I wrote a long-term care policy on my mother, and I got my brother and my sister, and we all pitched in and paid the premiums on this long-term care policy. And she lived a nice long life knowing that she was going to be taken care of. Then about 2 years ago, she fell, broke a hip, and now she's in an assisted living facility. But that long-term care policy is now paying her bills, but it's also protecting our inheritance. So the best way is if you can get your kids to pay for the long-term care policy. Now, I will say it's kind of a stretch. It's hard to do, but that was an option I used that worked really good.
That's very true, Steve. And you know, if that's not an option for a family, another thing that they have nowadays that are really fantastic are what we call hybrid products. And really what they are is they kind of kill two birds with one stone. So these types of hybrid policies, they're a long-term care policy that's joined with like an annuity or a life policy. So you can actually get life coverage plus long-term care coverage all in one neat little package. And these products are very versatile. So we can provide different coverages in different ways, and they provide coverage for whether or not you want to stay at home. If you need to go to a skilled facility, you just need part-time care. They're so super versatile nowadays. They're fantastic products. And the best part is that they're actually very affordable. Additionally, I know a lot of our clients are always worried because long-term care, you pay for it. If you never use it, you lose all that money you put into it. And with these new hybrid products, that's not the case. In almost every case that I've seen working with these products, if you don't use the long-term care, you will get all of your money back. So they're great products and good alternatives to just traditional long-term care. So when we plan with our clients, that's what we usually go towards, are those types of products.
Wow. I think that's fantastic. Now, is there anything else that you guys want to cover about long-term care before we wrap the show up?
Anything else you want to say there, Steve?
Well, one thing I want to emphasize is the hybrid products that are now out on the market. What they're really designed to do is help people stay at home as long as possible. The neat thing about a lot of these products is they will actually pay a caregiver, and this caregiver could be a son or a daughter. So a lot of that financial strain that's put on the family can be eliminated by these plans, and you actually get to stay at home and have your son or daughter take care of you. Now, typically, it's going to be a daughter because women are typically the caregivers for most of us.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great. And it's good to know that there are a lot of different options. And as everything we talk about on the show, it depends on your situation. And that's why, Steve and Amber, you like to meet with people, see where they're at, and then you can better help them find the option that's going to be best for them. Because what's best for one person or one couple may not be the best long-term care option for another, right?
That's very true. I always like to say there is no cookie cutter, no one size fits all plan when you're designing your long-term care plan or your retirement plan. So every case is going to be specific on what you need and what your situation will be. So
some of the basics that we sit down with when we work with people in long-term care, first thing we want to go over is who is going to provide that care? And the next thing is, what type of care do you require or desire? What would you actually like to see? When do you think that care might be given? The other one is, where will you be living? And why will you need long-term care? And then the last one is, how are you going to pay for it? And that's where, you know, as we put together their financial plan, we need to weave this in and make it part of a good retirement plan.
Right, and that's the key right there. Now we're almost out of time for today's show. Is there anything else you want to add before we have to go today?
You know, we just want to encourage all of our listeners to think about those last components that Steve just mentioned. Go to our website, classesfordummies.com, and take a look at the class on long-term care, and then give our office a call at 800-287-3041 and set up a complimentary consultation with us. It is the most important part of your plan is to plan for long-term care, because not only will it affect you, it will affect your family. So have our listeners please call in, get that consultation with Steve and I, so that we can help you not only protect yourself, but protect your family from the devastating effects that long-term care can actually have.
Excellent. Well, this has been a great show, and it's a good discussion, but we just kind of nicked the surface. Time just flew by, and I think our listeners, if they have more questions on this, they can contact you either through the website or via phone and set up that complimentary consultation. What's that phone number one more time?
That phone number again, Tony, is 800-287-3041.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of the Financial Tune-Up with our hosts, Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop.
So join us same time, same place for another show of Financial Tune-Up. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Tune-Up. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Steve Morgan and Amber Redekop at Journey Financial Group. Call 800-287-3041 or visit their website at journeyforwealth.com. That's journey, the number 4, wealth.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Journey Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Colorado. Insurance products and services are offered through Journey Insurance Services, LLC. Journey Investments, LLC, and Journey Insurance Services, LLC are affiliated companies. Journey Investments, LLC, Journey Insurance Services, LLC, and Steve Morgan are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.